You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A former Whitewater student who threatened to use chlorine gas against police attempting to take his guns has pled guilty to possessing items for making chemical weapons. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A statement from federal prosecutors says James Morgan posted violent anti-government rhetoric online and built homemade weapons, including pipe bombs and acid spraying devices. He's already serving a 2-year sentence for explosives, but now Morgan now faces life in prison when sentenced on the new guilty plea August 1st. The FBI found his stash of weapons during a 2023 raid after years of monitoring his social media activity. Prosecutors say his posting history included racist threats and talk about building militias.
And as severe weather moves into the state today, hail and high winds are expected. Be sure to be inside and stay away from windows. This afternoon, temperatures are going to spike warm. I mean into the 80s in spots south. As the sun shines through, it's adding fuel for more severe storms tonight. Feeling muggy, too. If any isolated storm spins up out ahead of the line of strong storms pushing through this evening, it could pack an intense tornado. And the risk for twisters remains in that line tonight, too. And those would be hiding in heavy rain and moving in fast. Widespread damage is possible. So be sure to have a plan in place, gather emergency items and put them in your shelter spot, and make sure that you have a way to be warned if you're under a tornado warning. And are you looking for some fun, temporary work over the summer? EAA may have just the position for you. Lisa Hale explains.
Over 750 temporary positions to fill for EAA Air Venture Oshkosh, taking place July 21st through the 27th. Positions include retail, security and event support, auto parking, camper registration, and even bartending services.
The governor has proposed budget and lawmakers want tax cuts. Are they close to an agreement? Joanne Krulatz breaks it down.
Tax and budget talks are getting off the ground at the Capitol. Democratic Governor Tony Evers said Tuesday that he's had meetings with Republican legislative leaders and staff. Evers said his goal would be to have work completed this summer, but the legislature seems a little slow this time around. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss believes the governor realizes that there will not be new spending without a reduction in taxes.
I think the governor realizes that we're not going to spend any more money unless we have the ability to reduce taxes and help folks deal with inflation. And I think we realize that we're not going to ever get a tax cut if we don't talk with the governor and see where his priorities are as well. So we're very early in the process, but again, I'm an optimist. I hope we can get a budget across the finish line.
Republicans prefer passing a tax package before moving on to the budget, while Evers wants any cuts to be part of the overall budget. Evers said he won't make a decision regarding a possible third term until after the budget is finished.
And when the sirens go off or an emergency alert pops up on your phone telling you to take shelter from a tornado warning, do you know where to go? Always head to the lowest level, like a basement if you have it, or the ground floor. And pick a spot that's got as many walls between you and the outside as possible. That may be a closet, bathroom, under the stairs. Most tornadoes tend to tear through upper levels and rip out exterior walls as the roof blows off. Then, flying debris becomes missiles, so you'll want to find something to cover yourself up with. Get low and cover your head. And if you're stuck driving, pull over and go inside somewhere. Seek shelter. Don't stay in your car or go under an overpass because you're seriously safer getting into a ditch. Exceeding expectations and then some. Lisa Hale has a wrap-up of the NFL draft in Green Bay.
Organizers thought 250,000 people would visit the NFL draft in Green Bay this year. They were wrong. The official count over the 3-day period was 600,000 attendees. John Baker, head of global events for the NFL.
I got it completely wrong. I thought 250,000 people would come to this draft over 3 days, and you have completely blown that number out the doors.
The NFL confirmed attendance Thursday was 205,000 people, Friday, 175,000, and on Saturday, 220,000 people attended the NFL draft. Green Bay is the smallest market to host an NFL team, but it tied the numbers seen in Nashville in 2019. Detroit set the record last year when 775,000 people attended the 3 days of draft activities. And for those keeping track, there was only one arrest and 8 ejections over the entire 3-day period. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And watches and warnings may be issued today for the risk of tornadoes in the state tonight. A tornado watch means be prepared and ready to act quickly. If an isolated storm this evening gains some steam, it could drop a twister from it rapidly. That's when a warning will be issued. It means that a tornado is on the ground and actually seen by someone, or it's showing strong rotation on radar. It's when you need to take shelter immediately. Always take watches and warnings seriously, especially today. Tornadoes can be rain-wrapped in a line and hiding, especially late tonight and moving in fast. I'd say right now is a good time to stay alert, stay tuned, and have your plan ready for action. The American Red Cross wants to recognize heroes right here. Lisa Hale explains.
Today is Superhero Day. Real-life superheroes come in all shapes and sizes. They come in all ages and abilities. Real-life superheroes are the ones that go above and beyond to help those in need. The American Red Cross of Wisconsin Northeast Chapter is seeking local heroes who have shown exceptional courage, dedication, and selflessness in heroic contributions to their community. They will honor them at the 2025 annual Northeast Wisconsin Heroes Golf Classic. Rebecca Rockhill, Executive Director of the Red Cross Northeast Wisconsin Chapter.
They don't do it for recognition, but we want people to hear their story. We want people to hear the good that is being done in the community, and that there are everyday heroes that are making oftentimes life-saving acts of heroism.
If you know an individual, group, or organization that has gone above and beyond to save a life or make a community better, you're encouraged to nominate them. To nominate a hero, visit redcross.org/Wisconsin and fill out the online nomination form. All nominations must be submitted by May 31st.
And tornado outbreaks in April do happen in Wisconsin. Just 14 years ago, on April 10th in 2011, we had 15 of them touch down in one day. And the state's third deadliest tornado also happened in April in 1956. It hit the town of Berlin, just 30 minutes west of Oshkosh, and it killed 7 people and injured 50 and was rated an F4. Have a plan in place. You want things like good shoes, a flashlight, gloves, water, change of clothes, medicines, pet food, first aid kit, and more. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Another injury for Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard going in for an MRI today. The Associated Press reporting there's concern he suffered a torn Achilles tendon in the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers last night in Milwaukee. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They're going to do an image. Obviously, his lower leg. And just being honest, it's not very promising.
Game 5 tomorrow night in Indy. The Pacers now lead 3-1. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off after beating the Cards in St. Louis 7-1 yesterday. NFL, the Packers picked up 8 players during the draft in Green Bay over the weekend. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if he thought about trading for some more.
I would have loved to acquire more picks, whether that was this year or next year, and we really didn't accomplish that. But it was really pretty quiet today as far as that went. We had 8 picks. Feel really good about those guys. And then some of the guys that we're signing right now, I feel pretty good about too.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Demi Moore says aging is a gift and very different from being old. The Hollywood Reporter says the Substance actress says she prefers her current age to being 21, saying as good as 21 may sound, it was torture. The Oscar-nominated actress praised Oscar winner Anora's Mikey Madison, saying she gave a phenomenal performance. She also says that she has much more work to do and would love to be back on the Oscar stage. Also from The Hollywood Reporter, and speaking of Substance, Margaret Qualley has a new comedy that she's just learned will hit theaters this summer. Focus Features' Honey Don't also stars Aubrey Plaza and Chris Evans and is directed by Ethan Coen. Qualley plays a small-town private investigator who looks into the deaths at a church. Honey Don't will hit theaters August 22nd. Two Hollywood movers and shakers are about to get even busier as they team up for a new psychological thriller. American Hostage is a new series from MGM Plus and will star John Hamm, and Sean Ryan will executive produce. The show is set in the 70s and follows Hamm's character, who is a reporter forced to interview a hostage taker in the middle of a crisis. Hamm is currently starring in Your Friends and Neighbors, and Ryan recently executive produced and wrote The Night Agent. Pamela Anderson's recent film, The Last Showgirl, brought her critical praise and some Oscar buzz, but it did not result in a nomination. Not sure if it's a snub or not, but according to the New York Post, it motivated the Baywatch actress to retaliate by moving to Massachusetts to do theater. Anderson will star in Tennessee Williams' Camino Real this coming summer. Anderson made her Broadway debut in Chicago in 2022. After a recent video with Chris Martin, Dick Van Dyke's popularity is on the rise yet again. A few months ago, Van Dyke sang All My Love while talking about his life with the Coldplay frontman. The video warmed our hearts for sure, but now Van Dyke is back at it. At a recent gathering in Malibu, he wowed attendees with a rendition of Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, a song he famously sang in Mary Poppins in 1964. Despite it being a complicated song, he didn't miss a single word or make one mistake. Oh yeah, Dick Van Dyke is 99. The newest Hunger Games installment has found its two lead actors. Deadline.com reports that Joseph Zada will play the role of Haymitch Abernathy, and Whitney Peak will play Haymitch's girlfriend, Lenore Dove Baird. Haymitch is the younger version of Woody Harrelson's character. The Hunger Games: Sunrise on the Reaping is expected to hit theaters in November of 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be very warm today with strong to severe thunderstorms likely this afternoon into this evening. Hail, wind, and tornadoes are all possible. It's very important that you stay weather aware today. Be prepared and have a way to get warnings and information. Stay tuned for updates. We'll have them for you. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.